C+39. McKinley Dwyer Hospital, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Seconds after enduring a brief but almost impossibly intense sensation in her neck, Emma Ford was sitting bolt upright for the first time since the attack at Fiore Frontieri. A doctor responding to Tara's second call for help, the first having come during the far milder twinge which awakened Emma prior to Dan's extensive rundown of the IDA hoax, arrived in Emma's room as quickly as he could. He saw that she was sitting up and looking as fresh as a daisy, took one glance at the supporting readings on the bedside equipment, and then turned towards the TV to see what she and Tara were so utterly entranced by. For the life of him, he couldn't believe what he saw.
Is that?
Yeah, Emma said, beaming widely without turning away.
He did it.
Staring at a bona fide alien craft just a few miles from the hospital, and having missed most of Dan's speech, the doctor neither shared nor understood Emma's joy. Tara, meanwhile, watched on with some degree of trepidation. She understood the desperation behind Dan's actions and supported what he had done, but she couldn't help but fixate on the part of the story about the messenger's repeatedly expressed desire for the hoax to stay under the carpet. Unilaterally, Dan had brought everything out into the light. Tara kept her concerns to herself, hoping beyond hope that the aliens would be surprised rather than angry.